Let's hope the oath doesn't ruin it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We are witnessing the most dramatic pre-presidency in history. Just yesterday, Donald Trump tweet shames Congress for trying to weaken ethics rules, and within hours, they reverse themselves as reporters watch in amazement.
I mean, he has, 18 million followers, and when he tweets something, they respond.
He fires off a Twitter threat at General Motors for importing the Chevy Cruze from Mexico, briefly depressing GM stock. And within 4 hours, the CEO of Ford, a completely different company, announces it will scrap a plan for a new factory in Mexico and instead upgrade a Michigan plant to make self-driving hybrid vehicles. And who does the CEO give the credit to?
One of the factors that we look at is what we expect to be a more positive U.S. manufacturing business environment under President-elect Trump.
Now, Ford admits the main reason is that those little Mexican-built Ford Focuses weren't selling, now that gas is so cheap.
We've seen a market decline in the demand for small vehicles. We just don't need the capacity anymore.
But Ford was happy to give Trump the win, and why not? Doesn't cost them anything. Keeps Ford off the list. There is clearly a euphoria among business people who see Trump's promises and are suddenly full of hope, just as liberals were full of hope after Obama's election. Then came the inauguration, and suddenly everybody expects the new pilot to land the plane perfectly. Mr. Trump doesn't need my advice, but I would simply say, enjoy it while you can, and if at all possible, accept your Nobel Prize early. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.